Military families speak out, along with Grandmothers Against the War and numerous other organizations, are protesting the premiere of NBC's newest reality TV show, Stars Earn Stripes. They say the show is insulting to the commitment and sacrifice of members of the military and all those who are affected by war. The show, which airs tonight, features B-list celebrities such as Todd Palin competing in military exercises to, quote, earn their stripes, under the supervision of former Army General and 2004 Democratic presidential hopeful Wesley Clark. WBAI's Lucas Reckhaus reports.
Violence and its glorification are not foreign subject matters for U.S. television viewers. It is a common theme that most movie and national broadcast channels make use of. Reality shows, in particular, trapped by their own early successes, have long been trying to push the boundaries of televised competition to new extremes. NBC's newest show, Stars Earn Stripes, however, has gone too far. So say a growing chorus of military and civilian activists who are opposed to the show and say it is perverse to glorify the danger that troops and civilians face during war in the format of a celebrity reality game show. Sarah Furo, a board member of Military Families Speak Out, says that for those who have family in the military, the format of the show is particularly disturbing.
The word reality, when applied to a game show that's about war and military and how you so-called earn your stripes, is really very distressing to a lot of us who have had loved ones or have loved ones in the military, in harm's way, in repeated deployments.
Aside from the show's premise, the fact that it completely glosses over the serious mental and physical toll that war exacts on its participants and victims makes Furo feel that the American public really does not understand what has happened in Iraq and Afghanistan over the last 10 years.
The other thing that we're really struggling with right now is just the huge amount of wounded in spirit, wounded mentally, wounded physically, family members. What has been 10 years of two wars. Now we're pretending that this is just like a game that you can continue indefinitely, that more young people should go into this. To know that that is not even going to sort of be part of what this so-called game thing is about, and the insensitivity of talking about war ever as a game or as a reality show, whatever that means, it's so offensive. It's hard to talk about.
Military Families Speak Out has already put together a petition calling for the cancellation of the show with several thousand signatures, which they will attempt to give tonight to NBC. Anna Berlinrut, also of Military Families Speak Out, says that if NBC really wants to do a reality show about war, they should be speaking to veterans and victims instead of performing Hollywood stunts in the desert.
We have about 17,000 names on it now, of people who really find the NBC program Stars Earn Stripes to be very, very offensive, because war is not a game. My son will be deploying to Afghanistan in September, and this will be his sixth deployment in harm's way. And war is not a joke to military families. There's no such thing as war-otainment. It's not fun. It's not entertainment to the victims or to our troops. And if NBC wants to see what war is really like, they should go interview the victims. They should go to the VA hospitals and see all of our troops who are missing limbs, genitalia, and futures. War is not glamorous. I am so disappointed in General Wesley Clark for taking part of this. I expected more of him because he knows what war is about.
Berlinrut says that she does not oppose promoting the military to the public, but rather that there are many better ways to do it which portray the reality of military service.
They can promote it. They can talk about the reasons for a strong military. They can talk about the patriotism involved. They can talk about sacrifice for our country, but I don't think it has to be just in military. We can volunteer in so many different ways to help fellow Americans. The military is only one way to go to do that.
It is NBC's deceitful, glamorized, and shallow coverage of military service and the issues surrounding it that has Berlinrut so offended and worried about the state of American public awareness.
I'm not a pacifist. I think that we do need a strong military, but just because we have a strong military doesn't mean that we should be going out and using it without just cause. And there is nothing glamorous at all about war. War is something which should be the absolute last stand. And it's not something that we should ever do lightly. And we should never make entertainment out of war.
Above all, the goal of the planned protest and petition, and of all the involved organizations, is to get NBC to show respect and understanding to those affected by the war, and not just by offering the standard lip service.
We want NBC to understand how devastating this program is to those of us who know what war is, who understand how devastating it can be to military families. Right now, we're the one percenters. It's only 1% of the country that is in the military that's in harm's way. And the rest of the country just does not seem to understand what's involved.
For WBAI News, this is Lucas Reckhouse.